Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Karen Reed is having a big week. Good week, bad week, that's, I think, yet to be determined. But the court has made a decision, and they're upholding the use of the Cellbrite testimony amid this high-profile case. So what does it all mean? That's what we're going to dive into here. The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court's recent decision has far-reaching implications for Karen Reed and similar trials involving digital evidence. The court recently upheld David Cronin Jr.'s conviction for possession of child sex abuse materials, affirming that testimony on data extracted with Cellbrite software could be admitted without the witness being an expert.
Mm-hmm. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
The timing is really interesting that this is coming out and Karen Reed is coming back up.
Yeah. Cronin's appeal rested on claims that police officer Michael McLaughlin, who testified on Cellbrite report from Cronin's phone, was not qualified to do so as an expert. McLaughlin admitted he lacked technical expertise, but explained that Cellbrite software presented data in a layperson-friendly format. The court concluded that McLaughlin's testimony required no scientific, technical, or specialized knowledge, making it admissible as lay testimony. However, the court also found parts of his testimony, such as claims about Cellbrite's reliability, ventured into expert territory, but ruled that this did not unfairly influence the trial's outcome. The decision is particularly relevant here in the Karen Reed case, where Cellbrite plays a pivotal role. Reed, accused of causing the death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, is building her defense around allegations that a prosecution witness, Jennifer McCabe, conducted suspicious Google searches, according to Reed's expert, Richard Green. McCabe searched phrases like, how long to die in cold at 2:27 a.m., hours before O'Keefe's body was found. At least, that's what they'd like to say. Green, who reviewed Cellbrite's data from McCabe's phone, testified that the searches were in a deleted state and that several phone calls had been erased. However, prosecutors argue Green's findings are flawed, citing their own Cellbrite expert, Ian Whiffen, who actually is from Cellbrite, who found no evidence of such searches or deletions. Additionally, Cellbrite software updates introduced after Reed's initial trial have reportedly invalidated the 2:27 a.m. timestamp central to Green's claims. Prosecutors noted that Cellbrite's new software update prevents manipulation of timestamp data and removes unreliable timestamps from Safari searches. When McCabe's phone was reanalyzed with the updated version, the searches were shown to have occurred at 6:24 a.m., closer to when O'Keefe was found and without evidence of deletion. The defense's reliance on Green's earlier analysis had led prosecutors to file a motion to bar him from testimony, asserting that his opinions are completely discredited by both Cellbrite and their own expert. They argued that presenting Green's findings in court risks confusing jurors with inaccurate information. A hearing to determine the admissibility of Green's testimony is now scheduled for January 31st. A critical juncture.
If that testimony is accepted, prosecution has quite the case then, don't they?
Completely. Because look, that's what it was. It wasn't at 2:27 a.m. It was at 6:24, and it lines up with Karen's story. It lines up with everybody's story. And it simply lines up with how the computers work. The computers are not conspiring against Karen Reed. It's how they process the data. And just because one guy says, well, it's easy enough to learn for a layperson, so it can be lay testimony, doesn't mean it is, because that's his opinion.
Right.
Because clearly it wasn't lay enough for him to understand how the time stamping truly does work behind the scenes. But if you don't see it and you're not looking at the coding, I guess it's not real. You know, it's This is a point in this case that I really do not get why. I mean, I get why Karen Reed wants her version in, but it's one of those things where at some point you just got to accept facts. And yes, it sounded really great when your first expert was wrong, but told you information you liked.
Mm-hmm.
Great. But if he's wrong, and maybe for a little while y'all thought it was real, and then you're... had to have the curtain raised and you've met Mr. Oz and he's not the big fucking giant ball. Sorry, but that is what it is. You can't just keep pretending it's something else. But they'll do it until the court says they can't. So I know we're going through procedures here.
And that's what we're witnessing right now is like we talked about yesterday, throwing shit at the wall and see what sticks. And that's exactly what they're doing. And
yeah.
Hopefully they get this straightened out by the time we come back around. I wish they had straightened it out the first time, but second time's a charm, I guess.
Well, good luck finding any juror who doesn't already know all the information.
That's right.
In that town. I mean, it's
not. And therein lies the challenge. They almost have to move to a different country at this point. Everybody's heard this story.
Move it into Boston or something. I don't know where there's other places in the state, but at this point, I don't know how, honestly, she'll get a fair trial. Either way.
I don't think they will.
I think you can. I mean, the quality of the juror that you're going to get that is unaware of what's going on in their backyard with this case would not mm-hmm. really be someone I think that would also be qualified to make good decisions on someone's freedom as well. So you end up with kind of maybe not the best people to be on this for something this high profile. But
yeah, happy 2025.
It's going to be an exciting one. See if April brings Karen Reed.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.